someone else is trustworthy, then that's because you're not.
Because you're the one that extends the trust. So therefore, trust comes from within. It's like if I see myself as trustworthy, then I am open to trusting you. But at the same time, if I'm truly in my power, there's nothing you can do to hurt me anyway. That means even if you cheated me out of $10,000, you know what I would say? Earl Purdy cheated himself out of $10,000. Earl Purdy's unawareness. And Earl Purdy is innocent. See, that's the difference between, that's how I would look at it. I would say that.
Because I feel cheated out of my.
Right, okay.
So say that again.
Well, I would say that I was the one that gave that lesson to myself. And that I don't perceive my own best interest. And that everything is for my own best interest. Right. Because I did not have the awareness not to give myself that situation. So the least I could do is empower myself by claiming I was not a victim of it.
Right.
At least I can salvage it that much. My 10 grand is gone. But at least I'm not going to be 10 grand out of it and a victim. Mm-hmm. I'm out of it 10 grand. And for some reason, my own guilt, my own sense of separation, my own unawareness created that situation. That was a reflection of my own guilt and my own fear. So how do I get rid of that? I continue to learn things to teach me that I'm innocent. Because had I been in touch with my innocence, there's nothing about that situation that would be creating a lack of peace. Whether I lost the 10,000 or didn't lose the 10,000, I wouldn't lose my peace. You see the
right.
You see the difference.
Right.
So the more that I'm in touch with my innocence, the less those kind of experiences would happen to me anyway.
Because
I'm not projecting them. Mm-hmm. So all the time I would spend blaming you for cheating me is just reinforcing the very psychological energy that created it in the first place.
Right.
And that's what I don't want to do. I don't want to continue to keep that energy up. I call the three stooges: attack, projection, and blame. And so, am I saying don't feel your feelings? No. Am I saying don't feel hurt or sad? No. Because the Course said just last week, you let those feelings enter, you look at them calmly, but you don't use them to direct your actions.
Right.
So yeah, I'm mad. I got upset. I lost $10,000. I ripped myself off for $10,000 in a business deal 10 years ago. So I know. I don't know, I live on Earth just like everybody else in the class, even though it might be a concept that I don't. Okay, and what I know is the way I gave myself peace out of that situation was exactly what we're talking about right now. That person is gone. That person that did that, they're not around. I don't see them. I'm not going to make myself miserable for the rest of my life about a person that doesn't even care. You know what I'm saying? And plus, I know the universal law works. You don't escape the universal law. So I know that if that was also, from his perspective, something that he does, I know he's creating his own reality, and what he's given is going to come back to him a million different ways. I don't have to punish nobody. I couldn't punish nobody as good as they could punish themselves. Because he's going to get his, unless he changes his mind and forgives. Now, if he forgives and goes under the law of grace, then nothing's going to happen to him, and it doesn't deserve to, because he's not the person that cheated me, and I wasn't the person that cheated me. You see what I'm saying? There's no need to punish him if he's not that kind of person anymore, you see? But yeah, I get that. I get that about being ripped off financially. I get that about being abandoned and mistreated in a special relationship. I get that about going to the hospital. I get that about, it's not hardly anything anybody in this room would bring up that I couldn't say, oh, I went through that too. But I just know that using the Course principles worked better than anything anybody in the world told me to do it. You know, the grievances and attack and stuff just don't work. It just don't work. Yeah. Yeah.
Even at a really simple level, like when my daughter the other day was saying how she didn't have her homework because a teacher kept it. Da, 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 da. I said, tell me the choices that you made that led up to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's so funny. We tend to go to the big things, but even the little things. And it's helped me go through so many things to say, okay, what choices did I make to put me in that situation? So in a sense, I did it to myself. But the great thing is about that, I can make different choices.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and I've done the children thing, the teenager thing, the grown. I got two. You know what I'm saying? So when I hear people say, you know, well, this works here, you're not out in the real world where you're dealing with. You know, I was an executive at Bell South. You know, it's like, no, you can't bring up a situation that I haven't had to deal with. And I'll tell you, the course works if you use it. It does not work if you think about using it. Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'm saying. The same situation just kept coming up. Yeah.
I rejected it.
I had the boss from hell. I had the boss that was supposed to be the most racist boss at the phone company. I was in the South, and I got hired for Bell South at the time when they had no minorities working in the positions that like, you know, the tech jobs and installers and repair. I was the first group they ever hired, and I had the most racist supervisor that lived. And at the same time, I was getting involved with the truth and the metaphysical principles and all that stuff. And I went to work every day, and I decided I was going to use him as an opportunity to practice on. And he ended up promoting me, and I was the first African-American in Memphis in a management position at Bell South. That was the guy who was not supposed to promote me, no matter what. And that's when. That's again.
Doesn't that have to be like a fun game?
Yeah, it's like you're not. It's like, you know, I know some piss you off when I tell you this, but you're not working it. You're not working it. Oh yes, I am. No, you're not. If you're working it, you get the result. Well, what's supposed to be the result? Peace. It was the result wasn't whether or not he promoted me. The result that I was looking for was giving myself peace every day on my job. You see what I mean? So the ego is always looking for form. The ego is always saying, well, if it's really working, then you should get promoted. No, if it's really working, I should feel absolutely fine about myself and my life if I'm never promoted. That's when the truth is working. How can I tell if the truth is working? Because I met my soulmate. No, if the truth is working, you don't care if you ever meet your soulmate. You are whole and complete without your soulmate. Oh, if the truth is working, then I got more income. No. If the truth is working, you have no needs. Your needs are taken care of. You know, you feel whole and complete if you have $10 in your pocket instead of $10 million in your pocket. The ego always wants to use a physical form to validate value. And whenever you do that, that's your ego. That's your ego. You're not getting this unless your lover shows up tomorrow night. No, you're getting this if you're okay if your lover doesn't show up tomorrow night. And guess what? The minute you really get that way, you have more dates than you can go out on. You have more people wanting to spend time with you than you can spend time with. It's just the opposite, you know.
I love that it always, when I do get confused, mm-hmm. it does boil down to
mm-hmm.
what is the miracle alone is mm-hmm. your concern at present.
That's right.
Period.
That's it.
That's all I got to do.
That's
just
it.
Keep seeing the love.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff is stuff I've projected. You know, when I have it hard, I literally picture it when it's hard for me,
mm-hmm.
taking that little black ball and mm-hmm. running it down the Holy Spirit going.
That's a great visualization, because he says the miracle means correct perception, that the miracle means correct interpretation. So when it says it's a course in miracles, it's talking about this is a course in correct perception. And so the miracle is for us to see things correctly. You know, it's a miracle for me to say, to see it as being okay if a person rejects me, because I know rejection is protection, so therefore I was just blessed. See, that's the correct perception. That's a miracle, rather than go, oh, nobody likes me. It's like, no, the truth is I have a fear of joining, and they're reflecting that back to me, but I'm in denial about it. I really want a relationship, but the right person never shows up. No, you have a fear of intimacy. If you're not at peace with that, then you have a fear of intimacy. And so therefore you're not attracting that to you. And your ego, in order to feel okay, your ego says, I really want it, but it's not showing up. It'll be much more honest to say, at some level I'm choosing not to have one right now, and I need to get in touch with what that's about. See, I'm not a victim. I don't have a relationship right now because I don't want a relationship right now. You know, I don't have a special love relationship because I don't want a special love relationship. But my ego can go, oh, who could ever love a cross? Did you be too much of a strain? You know, you want too much freedom. No, 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 no. It's like, nah, that's not the truth. See, you got to claim it. You got to claim it. We got to let go of the victim thing completely.
And it's great, you know, though, because that's empowering.
Yes.
At first it kind of sucks because you have to own your stuff, but then it's like, Yeah, but now I get to change. Like you said, now I get to make different choices.
And for her, and your child is so blessed. You know, to have a mother that realizes that, you know what I'm saying? It's like, and
that's what I keep telling them.
Yeah. And then, or your children could do like mine did, you know. You say y'all about unconditional love, and you let everybody be, and you about supporting them for who they are. Guess what? We're born again, right wing Republican Christians. Now, can you love that? You see what I'm saying? Because they were brought up in unity and in metaphysics. They chose for the conservative traditional route. So it's no guarantee because you're on the truth path that your kids are gonna do that too. You know what I'm saying? It always keeps going back to, can you let go of your scripts? And can you give yourself peace? Those are the two things that keep coming. And so people keep looking for like guarantees. Like, you know, if I practice this, the guarantee is that my husband's going to change. No. If you practice this, the guarantee is that you're going to change. Right. Not your husband. Your husband might not change at all. But I guarantee you're going to change. And out of that change, you're going to know what to do, what's best for you in that situation. You're going to know if it's best to stay, best to go. You know, you're going to know.
I keep trusting. Just today, I'm just going to keep loving.
There you go.
That's all I know.
That's my answer to everything.
Every moment of every day.
As much as I can. And when I lose it, and sometimes I lose it, then that's my call for love. Nah. Right. My call for love.
I love when I can actually remember that, no kidding, we are one. I love, can I read this one sentence?
Yeah, sure.
It says, and what are you who live within the world except a picture of the Son of God in broken pieces?
There you go.
Each concealed within a separate and uncertain bit of clay.
Exactly.
And that's all we are.
Mm-hmm.
We are all one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is no, when I can really, really remember that all.